This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories include a look into the King's College food pantry and a recap of last night's dance recital on campus. We'll also listen to this week's installment of Politics This Week, a recap of recent Monarch sporting events from the week, students' thoughts on a classic Christmas story, and get the forecast for the weekend. To combat student hunger on campus, the Cheval Center has recently started up a food pantry for the King's community. WRKC alumni Sarah Cinto has more on the story.
Following trends across the nation, the King's College Cheval Center has set up a student food pantry in its kitchen. The concern of student hunger comes from students who live on their own off campus and can't afford a meal plan on top of tuition. Maura Modrovsky, the community outreach coordinator, runs the food pantry and supplies its upkeep.
So the way it started was some staff and faculty had heard of other schools having food pantries, and Jill in the mailroom, the post office, would put some free things out from time to time, and they would go pretty quickly. So she and another person brought the information to us to see if there was maybe something we could do about it. So we kind of got a group together to see what we should do, how we could help students. We did a survey in the spring to see if students would use it. And locally, LCCC, the Luzerne County Community College, mm-hmm. has a food pantry, so we went to visit theirs. Okay. Just to get an idea maybe of how other schools were operating it. And from the survey, it seemed like students would use it if it was available, and so we got it going in the fall.
Maura also discussed what food is needed for the pantry going forward.
Well, a group did a food drive recently, so we have a lot of canned goods right now. So the soups usually go pretty quickly, but we also have, you know, like canned vegetables, canned fruit, some tuna, things like that. But a lot of snacks, granola bars, Pop-Tarts, and every once in a while, if we are able to, I go and get some frozen meals as well, like frozen burritos and Hot Pockets, some frozen dinners, and those are pretty popular. I think there's kind of like a core group that comes regularly, and a few individuals that stop in from time to time. I'm hoping that, you know, as people get a little more comfortable and understand that it is totally free and that anybody's welcome to use it, maybe as the word gets out that more individuals will come as well. But we have some students that come regularly and hang out in the kitchen, make the food right here because we're lucky enough that we have a kitchen on site, and study and stuff while they're here, and then even, you know, sometimes we'll go to class and return if they need to, maybe for dinner or to get some snacks later on. So far we have a pretty good response.
The Cheval Center also works with campus ministry to ensure those who need it can get food at any time of the day.
The college was nice enough to set some money aside through the campus ministry's budget, as well as they get a collection at masses and use some of the funding for that at times for what they see fit to use it for. So we have some money that we can use to buy things. Like I was saying, like if we get low on Hot Pockets or something like that, I can go and get them. And then also if there's a situation where a student is needing more assistance than just a lunch or snack here and there, we can also help with a meal plan. So campus ministry has money that they can put a small meal plan on the student's ID, you know, King's ID and right. stuff like that, so that they can use any of the dining facilities.
Finally, Maura discussed the plans for the food pantry in future semesters.
We have a lot of food right now, but I'm sure, you know, moving forward, since we do have a group that comes in regularly, we always are accepting donations. And recently, a student, actually just 2 days ago, a student stopped in and gave an anonymous $100 donation. And so we didn't have any Hot Pockets at the time, so I went and got some of those yeah. that the students really like, and some other things. They had been requesting drinks, so I got some iced tea and lemonade and things like that so we could have it on hand. Yeah, so we can use either or food donations or monetary donations, and we've even discussed possibly having maybe some school supplies available at the beginning of each semester or throughout the semester in case somebody, you know, needs an extra notebook and doesn't have the funds at the time to buy one, even some other things like pens and pencils and, you know, things like that used pretty regularly.
Anyone can anonymously stop in and get food from the pantry, and donations are always welcome at the Cheval Center on Franklin Street. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sarah Cinto.
King's College prides itself on being a liberal arts college, having its students take courses outside of their majors, like performing arts. WRKC's Rory Burns-Mullen had the chance to get some insight from some of the performers of last night's dance recital on campus.
The fall dance concert is put on by both faculty and students to show off all they have learned this semester in one final showing. The concert is composed of both jazz and ballet dances that they have learned throughout the semester. I caught up with Professor Sean Harris, who teaches the Introduction to Jazz Dance course, as well as one of his students, John Mackey, to get the full story. I asked Professor Harris about what they have been doing this semester to prepare for this final performance.
What the Fall Dance Concert is, it's a collection of faculty pieces as well as student dance pieces that we present at the end of the semester. We also, of course, have one in the springtime. I teach the students two group pieces that the entire classes participate in. My wife Jennifer teaches a ballet piece that they've all participated in. And then we break the kids up into different groups. And for their final examination, they present their own choreography. It'll be three in a group or four in a group, but they schedule rehearsals, costume it, use steps that they've learned throughout this semester, and then present it in front of a live audience.
I also asked John Mackey how he felt about this semester and how it has prepared him for this final showcase.
You know, it was a semester of learning and evolving. You definitely learned some physical abilities that you didn't always have and you didn't know you were capable of, so it's a nice change you learn in yourself.
There was a packed audience to see the students showcase all their wonderful newfound talents this semester. Both Sean and Jennifer Harris did a great job putting this piece together.
In addition to learning about the history of jazz dancing and some influential figures in the jazz world, we also learned jazz terminology, which they were tested on. They had a few papers they needed to write, but then for their final exam, they do their dance presentation.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Rory Burns-Mullen.
Coming up next, we'll hear this week's installment of Politics This Week, a recap of recent Monarch sporting events from the week, students' thoughts on a classic Christmas story, and get the weather for the rest of the weekend.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Beatle Ed. If you're into the Beatles, have I got a show for you. The Beatle Ed Fab 4 Hour airs every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. live on WRKC. Warning, this is not your father's Beatles show. You'll hear outtakes, rare recordings, classic and solo tracks, exclusive interviews with people like Pete Best, May Pang, and many more. The Beatle Ed Fab 4 Hour, Fridays at 7 on WRKC 88.5. You never know, your dad might like it too.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Are we headed for a government shutdown? Find out on Politics This Week. Breaking today, President Obama has ordered a full review of potential Russian interference in the election last month and if the results were affected from this. More developments are expected in the coming days. Meanwhile, House Republicans introduced an amended version of a $1.2 trillion government spending bill on Tuesday. The bill gives funding through April of next year for the Department of Defense, the State Department, Natural Disaster Relief, Flint, Michigan-inspired water infrastructure grants, medical research, and various other stipulations that will allow the government to run. The bill includes critical funding to maintain the United States nuclear arsenal, a funding package for miners' health benefits in lapse of their pensions, and the funds required for transition of the presidential office, including funds to the city of New York for protecting Donald Trump. As of today, the bill has passed both chambers of Congress and is on the president's desk to be signed. mind. President Obama has until tomorrow before the government will shut down due to lack of fundings. The short-term funding package is another attempt by congressional Republicans to delay executive input on the budget until President-elect Trump takes office. One caveat for Democrats, however, is that in passing this legislation to prevent government shutdown, they also pass an amendment to that that introduces debate on the National Security Act of 1947, the bill that requires secretaries of defense to be 7 years removed from the military in order to ensure civilian input in the United States military. There is no way for the president to veto this single amendment due to the Supreme Court ruling in Clinton versus the City of New York that outlaws the line item veto. So the president can either veto the entire bill or nothing at all. All indications point to President Obama enacting the legislation. This has been Politics This Week for the WRKC News at 5. I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. Tonight, the men's and women's swim team compete against Misericordia University in the Scandalon Pool at 6 p.m. This will be the last Monarch swimming event of 2016. The Monarchs will return to the pool in January. The King's College women's basketball game scheduled for Saturday at Penn State Wilkes-Barre has been postponed and will be rescheduled for a later date to be announced. The game will be rescheduled due to a rule in the Penn State University Athletic Conference stating games cannot be played the weekend heading into final exams. No makeup date has been determined at this time. The Kings women's squad will now be idle until January 4th. The Kings College men's basketball team is hosting the FNCB Monarch Classic tonight and Saturday in the Scandalon Gymnasium. The teams in the event are Kings College, Gwinnett Mercy University, Susquehanna University, and Trinity College. Trinity College faces off against Susquehanna University in the tip-off at 6 p.m. tonight. Kings will play Gwinnett Mercy at 8 p.m. The winner of that game will play in the championship at 3 p.m. tomorrow. The loser will play in the consolation game at 1 p.m. Tonight's game will be broadcast on the Kings College live stream. The link will be on WRKC's Facebook and Twitter. The game tomorrow will be broadcast on 88.5 WRKC. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
With finals week starting on Monday, WRKC's Greg Adams gave the King's community an exam on the classic Christmas story, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." The results may shock you.
So what I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna give you a story, Christmas story. Oh. Like we always do about this time.
"'Twas the night before finals week and all through the campus, not a brain cell was active, not even a Krampus. The empty beer cans were hung in the dorms with care, in hopes that the RA would soon not be there. The millennials were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of endless Netflix danced in their heads. While WRKC station manager Jessica Mulligan in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our tempers for a well-deserved nap. While what should my drowsy eyes appear, but a radio assignment I had been dreading all year." All right, that's enough. "I recently took to the sidewalks of King's College to find out how well-versed our students are in the area of Christian Yuletide poetry. Let's get to their responses. First up is French major D'Angelo Abutanos.
Do you know what the real name of the poem 'Twas the Night Before Christmas is?
No, I don't.
Do you know who wrote the poem?
Was it Santa Claus?
Can you finish this line for me? His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a...
berry.
Merci, D'Angelo. Next up is street elf and mass communications major Cheyenne Tarselli.
Can you give me the real name of the poem 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
Oh, I thought that was a real name. I didn't know there was a real name.
Do you have any idea who wrote the poem?
Santa Claus? I mean, like, it's about him hopping on somebody's, like, you know, going around on their chimney, dropping presents and all that. So I thought Santa Claus wrote it.
Can you finish the following sentence from the poem? His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a...
cherry.
Not quite, Cheyenne, but valiant effort. I'm sure our PA major, Lindsay Denyon, will have some very scientific answers for us.
Do you know what the real name of the poem 'Twas the Night Before Christmas is?
No, I don't.
Do you know who wrote it?
Nope, I do not.
Can you finish this sentence for me.
Okay.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a...
cherry.
For those with aspirations to appear on Jeopardy in the near future, the real name of the poem is A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore, and the correct fruit we were looking for was cherry. Thank you for playing with us today. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Greg Adams.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 23. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 36. And Sunday there will be a chance of snow in the evening with a high of 35. With finals week starting next week, there will be a hot cocoa and cookies study break on Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. in the chapel. This will also be the last newscast of the semester. Residence halls will be closing on Friday the 16th at 6 p.m. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo. Have a great weekend and a fantastic break. From all at WRKC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.